From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. Chotai Yul is the permanent representative of the Republic of Korea to the United States.
The resolution also sends a clear message to Pyongyang that enough is enough. Continuing on the wrong path will only deepen its isolation, seriously endanger its political stability, and hinder its economic development. This is surely not what North Korea desires, but it is what it will certainly face if it does not change its course immediately.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening that today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund its and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind by Hurricane Irma. What was left after the storm passed is not fit for reentry for regular citizenry for weeks. That's according to a White House statement. The Keys is a group of hundreds of low-lying islands stretching 265 kilometers from Florida to the Gulf of Mexico.